The Major League Baseball season is winding up with a tight race for the top and a valiant struggle to stay off the bottom. The Chicago Cubs and Houston Astros are tied for first in the National League Central Division. Neither team has much room for error if they want to make the playoffs. Meanwhile, the Detroit Tigers are finishing their season trying to stay out of the record books. We called Rick Tellender, sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, to talk about the standings. He says something resembling hope has been seen in Chicago.
People want to believe, but a whole new generation is holding its breath and realizing that they may be betrayed just the way that their parents have been and their grandparents by the Cubs.
How are the Cubs looking this year?
Well, they're looking very good, but the Cubs are up and down, and where people just a day ago thought that they were on their way without question to the playoffs, now they're tied with Houston after one more game, and people suddenly realizing with three games to go, the Cubs could finish three games out of first place, or who knows? I mean, the destiny is, they have it in their own hands right now. All they have to do is win all their games and hope that Houston loses one.
How do the Cubs normally fare under pressure? This is a very high-pressure situation. Do they thrive under pressure?
No. The good thing about this year's Cubs is most of these guys are new to the Cubs, including the manager, Dusty Baker, so maybe they haven't been permanently bitten by the Cub bug.
The curse. Now, you mentioned Houston. This really depends on the Marlins also, though.
Well, let's see. I mean, you know, I'm not getting involved in these wild card things. The Cubs are going for the National League Central Division title. And there are a scenario in which the Cubs, Houston, and St. Louis could all tie. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy scenarios, but this is what the Cubs have to do. Let's just cut through all this stuff. They got to win. They got to win the National League Central, and hell with the Marlins.
Well, this seems to be happening all over the place, where it's not just based on the central team's play, but the planet sort of lining up. I mean, that's what happened in Minnesota. They beat the Indians, and then sort of the pieces on the chessboard all sort of moved in the right direction.
Yeah, I know you got this Twins thing.
I am from Minnesota, yeah. So I got to give my shout out to the Twins.
And the Twins are just, they toyed with the White Sox. The White Sox were two games ahead of the Twins. They beat them the first two games of a four-game series just about 2 weeks ago. The Sox were two games in first place in the American League Central, above the Twins, and since that time, the Twins have now gone six games ahead of the White Sox and just demolished them. The Sox and Kansas City are out of the league, so the Twins really know how to close. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games, and it's just bizarre. This is a team that Major League Baseball wanted to fold or move out of Minnesota. It just thought they were no good, and they've just been consistent for the last, you know, 5-6 years with sort of a no-name team.
Wrigley Field is one of the best places in America to see baseball. What's it like? What's the atmosphere like at Wrigley Field? Right?
You know, people are nuts. It's not only do you have the lovable losers, you have the, not since 1908 have they won the World Series, but you've also got the party atmosphere that goes along with Wrigley Field by being where it is in, quote, Wrigleyville on the north side of Chicago with hundreds of restaurants and bars and party places all around it, and right now you threw in with that event the idea that it's also it's important as far as sports go. So yeah, tickets would be kind of tough to come by right now.
We've been talking about the race for the pennant, but we're going to talk about the race at the other end of the spectrum, the Detroit Tigers, that are in line to break the record set by the 1962 Mets, which finished with a historic losing season. It looks like the Detroit Tigers may break that record.
Well, Detroit's putting together a flurry of wins here, three in a row. They're beating the Minnesota Twins. They have beaten them because the Twins don't need to win because they've already clinched their Central Division in the American League. So this is a real race. Detroit now has 41 wins and 118 losses, and they're trying desperately to avoid that 120-loss mark, which would be historic. And they've got three games here, and all they really have to, I believe that if they win one of these games, they're kind of off the hook. I think they'd like to win two more. They only have 41 wins for the year. It's pretty remarkable. But
so does it only count if you lose 120 games? If you lose 119, does that take away a little bit of the sting?
Yeah, believe it or not, that, yes. 119 we can live with. 120, no. It is kind of absurd. You would have thought you could have snuck one in here or there in the course of a 162-game season over the course of 6 months. But, yeah, here it is, coming down to the wire. So, yeah, they'll settle for 119 losses, but not 120.
Rick Tellender, good talking to you.
I enjoyed it, Michelle.
Rick Tellender is a sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.